FHE, Sharing Time, Getting Into the Scriptures by Sidney Reynolds. And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God the Eternal Father in the name of Christ if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost ye may know the truth of all things. Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. What is your favorite scripture story? Is it Daniel in the lion's den? Is it Nephi going back to Jerusalem to get the brass plates? Maybe you have lots of favorite stories. If you wanted to read one of those stories, could you find it in your scriptures? When do you read your scriptures? Do you read them at night before you go to sleep? Do you read them in the morning with your family before school or play? Do your parents tell you scripture stories? Maybe you read the scriptures in your primary class. Do you ever carry your scriptures to church and home again without opening them? Carrying the scriptures can make our arms strong, but reading them every day will make our spirits and minds strong. The more we read our scriptures, the more we will come to know and love the teachings and stories that are there. If we each have our own copy of the scriptures, we can carefully underline a scripture or part of a story to help us find it again. Sometimes, when we are reading, we find a scripture that speaks peace to our hearts or gives us great courage. Those are good scriptures to underline. When you read in 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7, that Nephi said, "I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded," doesn't it make you feel that you can be strong too? The most important way to read the scriptures is with a prayer in our hearts that Heavenly Father will help us understand them. Moroni has promised us that we can know the scriptures are true through the power of the Holy Ghost. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Instructions. The LDS edition of the King James Bible includes many things to help us improve our scripture learning. Some of these helps are the table of contents, footnotes, topical guide, Bible dictionary, Joseph Smith translation, and maps. The Gospel Scholar activity will help you become familiar with them. To do the activity, you will need the ruler bookmark on page 37 cut out, mounted on lightweight cardboard and trimmed, a colored pencil, the scripture worksheet on page 37, and your scriptures. 1. Circle the scripture reference at the top of the scripture worksheet. This quick reference tells what scriptures are on this page. 2. Just below chapter 2 on the worksheet, read the chapter heading in italics and then put brackets around it. 3. Read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. Using the ruler bookmark, underline your favorite part of it on the worksheet. 4. Reread Luke chapter 2, verse 4, and notice the small raised A before Bethlehem. Now look near the bottom of the page below the horizontal line. Find the chapter number 2 in bold print, then the verse number 4 in lighter print, and finally the letter A. This footnote gives more scripture references that tell about Bethlehem. Put an asterisk by it. What is the Book of Mormon reference? Look it up and read it. Footnotes also give information such as a substitute word from another translation. Hebrew, H-E-B, Greek, G-R, or modern, O-R, an inspired correction made by Joseph Smith, J-S-T, or a reference to either the topical guide, T-G, or the Bible dictionary, B-D. 5. If you wanted to find what page the book of Luke started on in your Bible, how would you find it? Look in the table of contents in the front of your Bible. What page does the book of Luke start on? Near the bottom of the table of contents page is the appendix. Use it to help you complete numbers 6, 7, and 8. 6. Suppose you wanted to find what other scriptures say about the birth of Jesus Christ. Look in the topical guide under Jesus Christ, Birth of. Locate one of the references in your scriptures and read it. 7. Find Bethlehem in the Bible dictionary. What does it mean? How far is it from Jerusalem? 8. find the Maps section and look at Map 1, Physical Map of Palestine. Can you locate Jerusalem and Bethlehem on it? Gospel Scholar Activity Scripture Worksheet. St. Luke, chapters 1, verse 77, through chapter 2, verse 17. 77. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. 79. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. 80. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Chapter 2. Angelic ministrants herald the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. He is circumcised, and Simeon and Anna prophesy of his mission. At 12 years he is about his father's business. 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. 2. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. 3. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. 5. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. 10. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. 12. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. 16. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. 17. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Note, the ruler bookmark on page 37 includes a small picture of Jesus in a circle and the words, I know the scriptures are true. End of note. Sharing time ideas. 1. Prepare the word strip treasure hunt and gift wrap a set of scriptures. Post the word strip in the front of the room and hide the wrapped scriptures. Tell the children there is a treasure hidden in the room. Then ask a child to leave the room while you show everyone where the treasure is hidden. Bring the child back in the room and have him or her look for it. Have the children guide the child to the treasure by saying cool or cold if he or she is far away from it, or warm or hot if he or she is close to it. When the child finds the treasure, have him or her open it. Discuss why the scriptures are a great treasure to us. Ask the children to name some valuable scriptural teachings, such as good health, happiness, peace, family, honor, wisdom, eternal life. The older children or classes could look in the topical guide to learn what the prophets have said about a teaching and report to the group. Younger children might draw a picture of something that they enjoy, food, family, that represents a treasured scripture. 2. To help the older children memorize Moroni, chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, divide the verses and the reference into five short phrases and print them on large pieces of paper or poster board. Have five helpers hold the phrases in the proper order while everyone reads each phrase out loud, starting at the end and working backward to the beginning. After they have repeated each phrase several times, choose five new helpers to hold the phrases, but not in the proper order. Ask the children to help you rearrange the helpers so that the phrases are in the proper order. Repeat the scripture. Randomly give the phrases to five new helpers and have them arrange themselves in the proper order. Then have all the children repeat the scripture out loud, starting at the end. Have the helper holding the last phrase turn over his or her phrase and see if everyone can say it. Repeat with the other phrases. Younger children may want to memorize Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. For additional help, see Helping Children Memorize Scriptures in Helps for the Teacher, Primary 4 Manual, pages Roman numeral 10 and 11. 3. From your ward or branch, invite a recently returned missionary, a convert to the church, a primary teacher, and or a prospective missionary to share a personal experience involving Moroni's promise. See Moroni chapter 10, verse 4, and how they came to know that the Book of Mormon is true. 4. To emphasize the importance of having the scriptures, tell the story of Nephi and his brothers returning to Jerusalem through the desert, losing their fortune and putting their lives in danger to obtain the brass plates. See 1 Nephi chapters 3 through 5. Point out that they needed the plates to preserve their language. See 1 Nephi chapter 3 verse 19 to have the words of the prophets. See 1 Nephi chapter 3 verse 20 to have the commandments according to the law of Moses. See 1 Nephi chapter 4 verse 15 and to have a record of their genealogy. See 1 Nephi chapter 5 verse 14. Use pictures 4-6, 4-7, 4-8 from the Primary 4 Manual Picture Kit to tell the story to the younger children. To review the story, have items such as a canteen, gold coins or jewelry, a sword or knife, a dictionary, the scriptures, the Ten Commandments, and a genealogy sheet or picture of ancestors hidden in a large bag or box. Ask the children one at a time to select an item and tell what part of the story it reminds them of. Finish by telling the children that Lehi rejoiced when his sons returned with the plates. See 1 Nephi chapter 5, verse 1, and verses 9 through 10. Then sing the first verse of Nephi's Courage, Children's Songbook, page 120. 5. For additional resources on the scriptures, see In the Friend, The Word of God, July 1995, pages 48 and 49, The Scriptures, August 1995, pages 36 and 37, The Gift of Obedience, Sharing Time Idea Number 3, December 1996, pages 14 and 26, and Christmas Quiz, December 1996, page 26. End of Sharing Time, Getting into the Scriptures by Sidney Reynolds.